No, está aquí. Muy bien. El punto. El punto. A tres. Now this is a dictation for Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Parrish, P as in Paul, A-R-R-I-S-H, December 59, 59. Address as a letter to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 6076875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, a follow-up for Mrs. Parrish, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, and hypertension, last visit in December. Denies hospital admission, has chronic back pain, but she still managed to do some work at home as well as on her yard. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Denied recurrence of gout. Family is on a spring break and is very stressful for her. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight metoprolol as the only blood pressure treatment, otherwise on diabetes and allopurinol. Next paragraph, blood pressure today was running high, 160-199, weight up to 196, previously 192. There is no respiratory distress, normal speech. Alert oriented sign 3, next paragraph, chemistry is in March, creatinine 1.69, which is baseline. Present GFR 33, stage 3B. Potassium elevated 5.1, a normal sodium acid base. Calcium in the upper normal, normal albumin, liver function test not elevated. Normal phosphorus, elevated triglyceride, normal TSH, vitamin D, 25, no anemia, normal cell counts and platelets, diabetes A1C at 8.1, low level albumin in the urine at 45, being normal less than 30, urine analysis negative for blood. There was bacteria, but white blood cell less than 2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, diabetes, with low-level proteinuria, probably diabetic nephropathy, non-nephrotic range. Next number, prior elevated high potassium of ACE inhibitors, not symptomatic, discuss about diet. Next number, asymmetry of the right kidney comparing to the left, right larger 12.4 comparing to the left 9.9. However, the arterial Doppler shows that the good sized kidney has a high peak systolic velocity, close to 180, which is considered diagnostic. We are planning to repeat this Doppler on the next few months. If persistently elevated, we should consider doing a renal arteriogram for a stenting. She has high risk for renal artery stenosis. Next number, she is going to do this the end of April. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. She understands that protecting kidneys means aggressive diabetes, blood pressure control, and trying to reverse whatever potential factors that we found, like renal artery stenosis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.